News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters, who was among those in attendance Monday with other governmental leaders locally and with members of Texas A&M University and the university system regarding the proposed expansion and improvements at Kyle Field.
I think the meeting was more of just a discussion, you know, possibilities, what's out there, you know, what laws are allowed and whether there's any other opportunities to raise funds that were not already maxed out on. I think, I know as far as the county's concerned for hotel occupancy tax, our funds are already committed, you know, with the expansion of the expo and the marketing that we already do out there. So we don't have any extra capacity, and I don't think anybody was – there was never any discussion about trying to asking for any general funds, you know, to be put toward the football stadium. But just kind of looking at the ways that the taxes might or something might funds might be raised that really are, you know, would be more attributed to football use. You know, whether it's ticket tax or hotel tax or something like that. That's kind of what the discussion was, and it was just kind of general discussion. Kind of here's what kind of the laws are. Is there anything out there that might be available? And, you know, building the stadium is going to be real expensive. I think long term, if it can happen, it's certainly going to be a benefit to the community. Certainly we're going to have more people in here, and I know most retailers are and hoteliers and folks are happy with those games being played here. So but as with everything, it's money, you know. It's where do you come up with the money to get it done?
Again, Putting this in capital letters and underscoring no decisions have been made, and you talk about the possible funding sources. Are there any vehicles, any mechanisms on the county level that y'all could consider somewhere down the line?
I really don't know of any. I mean, I think the 2% hotel tax that was implemented to fund the expansion of the expo. As far as I know, that's the only available hotel tax above the 7% that the cities had already put on there. So whether there's, and ours is already committed. Our hotel occupancy tax that we collect is already committed.
And you can't go above 2%.
And we can't go above 2% as far as I know. Now, I think they're taking a look to see if there is any possibility. But as far as I know, I think that the 7% that the two cities have and the 2% that the county has is maxes out. I think that's the cap.
Does the state allow voter-approved increases in the county sales tax?
Not that I'm aware of. As far as I know, you know, the county, I believe, collects a 0.5% sales tax, which is used to offset property tax. So we have to reduce our property tax rate by whatever amount of money we bring in with sales tax. And as far as I know, there's no way to change that. I mean, that's the way it is for sales tax.
I'm guessing that you went into the meeting and you went through the meeting and you left the meeting at least feeling good that that the county is part of the conversation, even if the county can't be a participant as it looks like right now.
Yeah, and I left the meeting, you know, thinking that there were certainly no demands made, you know, like we're going to, you know, move the football to, you know, out of the city if you don't jump on board and do anything. There was nothing like that. It was a discussion. and we all got to be involved in it. And I don't know that we've got any answers. We certainly didn't have any answers that day. But, you know, it was a discussion, and I think it was at least productive. I mean, I think I don't know that we didn't have any answers, but, you know, it's continued the discussion, and hopefully the games will stay here and the stadium will be able to renovate it, you know, over a several-year period.
And at least you got the conversation started.
Yes.
Thanks again to Dwayne Peters, the Brazos County Judge, for the visit on News Talk 1620 WTAW.